If you will, open your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 22. We'll be reading verses 1 through 3 and begin our lesson there. One of the things that Glenn told me was that the Bible class on Sunday morning was coming from the book of Hebrews. And one of my favorite chapters of the book of Hebrews is the next one you'll be studying in a couple weeks or so, in chapter 11, where we find there that it talks about faith, describes many people of faith, that throughout the ages that were faithful and sound people that followed after God and His will. We find in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it talks there about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then we go on down and we find there that it says that faith is necessary, that without faith it is impossible to please God. And we need to understand that that faith has got to be a faith that grows and is a working faith. With that in mind, we find Samuel here as he speaks of the Lord in verse 1 of chapter 22. And it says here, with David speaking, says, David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. We recall from past history that David was one that in the beginning Saul much liked and had great compassion for, but then became very jealous of the attention that David was getting from all of his victories in battle and things of this nature. And so we find that it ended up that Saul was looking out to kill him. And not only Saul, but many other enemies that David had had against him. And God watched over David and delivered him from his enemies. And so he wrote these words, and he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence," he says. In all of this, we see that David, within these few passages, demonstrates how God watched over him and cared for him, and how David put his trust in God. And like David, we too need to find that trust in God and God alone. We find, if you will, some passages, and I didn't know this was in here, and I'd mentioned to one of the brethren, I said, the only thing different is I'm used to a monitor up here. And he said, oh, we've got one. It's built in. So I appreciate that, because otherwise I'd be turning around the whole time. I want us to first look at how that Webster defines this word trust. He refers to it as a confident reliance on the integrity and justice of another. In other words, Webster puts it here, it's putting confidence in someone or something, and it's having faith. Again, that word faith comes into play here. Trust and faith go hand in hand. And so with that in mind, I want us to first begin and look at some misguided trusts that many people have in this world, and sadly to say, even among brethren. That we misguide our trust. You might say there's false trusts out there. Whenever we think about, you know, the financial market, it's not stable. It's not something that we can put our confidence fully in. When we think about one another, and that's the thoughts I want us to look at, beginning with that idea of the finances, the riches of this world. Many people believe that the whole concept of life is building up this nest egg that I can rely on when I am older. But there's no guarantees of that. Many things can happen. I have witnessed for myself, and I know all of you probably have, of those who put their confidence and their trust in their riches. And they build up these big trust funds, build up these big savings accounts, only to find themselves using it all up in trying to take care of their medical conditions that come along that they weren't banking on. Or other things that happen in their lives that just demonstrates how we can't put that trust in these things. Going with our Bibles over to Psalms chapter 52, turn your Bibles, if you will, over there, and let's see what David has to say about these riches in Psalms 52 there. And notice we'll read verses 1 through 7 here. And it